Several weeks have passed since Typhoon Bopha trampled the villages and towns all over Compostela Valley. But the residents are still coming to grips with the destruction, both to their property and their livelihoods. Benita Baucan was one of the lucky ones who escaped the wrath of the storm with her husband and four children. She's now seeking shelter at the local gymnasium with some 50 families. Her home has been totally destroyed, and her husband, a farmer, has no livelihood.
We were at home when the storm happened. It was 6 a.m. and our house fell down. We don't have a house anymore. That is why we are here, in the gym.
For children, the shock of fleeing their homes, losing their belongings, or even family members can have a long-lasting impact, especially with prolonged displacement. Rohani Baragir, a child protection specialist from the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says 42% of the affected population in this region are children.
Most of them have been under profound stress. So they didn't even know where they can find their family members because some of them lost their parents, lost their siblings, and lost their schools, as an effect of Typhoon Pablo.
In order to help children recover, UNICEF with its partners has begun to set up child-friendly spaces and support psychosocial services, where children can have a chance to sing, play, and draw as a way of reducing the fear and stress of the past weeks and adjust to their new realities. Esther Samonte lost her husband 6 months ago in a motorbike accident. When the water swept her daughter Christy away, she thought she had lost her too.
Because of the panic and confusion during the typhoon, we were separated, and our neighbor said that she was swept away by the floods. The neighbors were the ones who rescued her.
Christy has been attending sessions in the few surviving classrooms of the new Bataan Elementary School.
I'm happy that I'm now in school. I like some of the kids.
Jumbe Omari Jumbe, spokesperson for the International Office for Migration, IOM, says for its part, after an initial allocation of emergency food supplies, the agency is starting the distribution of 6,000 emergency shelter kits, as well as 16,000 solar lamps, which are vital for personal protection and for enabling people, including women, to visit latrines at night and allowing children to do their homework. However, he says, that's not enough.
The lack of sufficient latrines and availability of clean water are a cause of concern, as it's known that diseases, diarrhea, and skin infections normally strike at areas with lack of sufficient latrines.
While Christmas did not go as planned for the residents of Compostela Valley, with the help of the Philippine government, UNICEF, IOM, and partners are finding ways to rebuild their lives. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.